A lot going on, you know, just so much coming at us. You know, what's the number one financial question you get asked right now, Terry? Because yeah, so much going on.
You know what I'm getting? Let's just play off the governor's press conference. I was listening, as you were,
yeah,
before. I think this is Illinois' most critical question. And if it isn't on the top of everyone's mind before today, it's about to be. The financial state of Illinois and Chicago has now, if it were a patient in the hospital, I think we're at the critical going on life support, maybe about to be intubated stage. And this is no longer about politics. I mean, Governor Rauner, remember for a couple of years we didn't have a budget and he held everything hostage because he was going to cut this and that. Suddenly, everything that was so serious 3 years ago and so critical about the city and state's financial picture, that picture being that we had huge promises both at the city and state level for pensions, which had not been funded. And I was part of a nonprofit partisan group that tried to come up with solutions, particularly for Chicago. And we looked at it very carefully. And our police and fire and municipal workers' pensions had a very short runway, far less than 10 years. When things were just going along okay in what was a bull market and a relatively good economy, so the investments in the funds were doing well, and people were paying their taxes. Now we have not only this past year, but the year coming forward, where we won't have tax revenues. There's no conventions. Think about that in Chicago, and as it impacts the state. No business restaurant tax revenues. You run down the list. So a big gaping hole in revenues and huge increases in spending on the part of the city and the state, whether it had to do with police protection for the, you know, the looting and so forth, or just in general the cost rising. We are at a very critical moment in Illinois. And when you think about this is not a political comment at all. It's not a political issue. Here's a critical ingredient. The state cannot print the money. Only the federal government can, with the aid of the Fed buying our debt. The Fed has printed $2 trillion worth of new money, literally, I'm going to give you the details, to give to the government to put out in unemployment benefits and PPP and so forth. Mm-hmm. But states can't do that. This is not somewhere down the future or our grandchildren will have to pay or I'm not retiring for a few years, so I'm not worried. This is like this year and next tomorrow for a lot of people.
You know, the governor painted it and actually said it, called it a nightmare scenario if the feds don't step up with more, you know, billions to help us. You know, the only point I just didn't agree with is when he said that Texas and Georgia, it's not just us, it's other states too that have, they're also in nightmare scenarios, except they came into this, I would argue, in much better financial health than we did with our unfunded pension crisis being the largest in the country and the fact that our credit rating was so low, near junk bond status at times and sort of not exactly where we needed to be given the kicking the can down the road for so many years. We were least able to weather this storm, I would say, than other
states. You've absolutely nailed it, with the specifics particularly. With the lowest credit rating, the worst of all the states, with the issues that have been hidden through underfunding of pensions, you're right. And you know, without making this a political thing, in Washington, if it weren't, which I know Illinois needs aid, but if it weren't about aid to the states that the Democrats are pushing for, and understandably so because it is a lot of states with big cities and so forth, but if I think they could probably get a deal done for unemployment extension benefits and maybe another stimulus, things that go directly to the people. But there is a sense in Washington that if there's going to be a demand for aid to the states, that the deal won't get done. And yet, you know, there's this sort of undertone in Washington, today and yesterday this morning, on CNBC, the president's, suggesting that maybe Mark Meadows, chief of staff at the White House, says, you know, the president be willing to, you know, push for more aid. It's astounding to me that politicians of both parties, on the eve of an election, where almost all of them, you know, except for one third of the Senate, are going to be up for reelection, that they aren't giving out some form of benefit to the voters. Both parties. This is really astounding.
It is astounding to me. I just don't know what political angle everyone's trying to take. I really don't care. At some point, people do need a continuation of these benefits.
Exactly. So this is a wake-up moment, because I'm not sure that the Democrats will have the power to get aid, just a massive amount of aid to the states. And so in Illinois, it is going to be particularly painful. And it's going to be equally, there's no one way to do this. So as the governor clearly stated, you cut back on state unemployment, you have more people out of work, you raise taxes, the people that can't afford to move will move. It's really, or perhaps there will have to be some dealing with the pensions. So there's just going to be a lot of pain to go around. And the only recipe that ever gets anybody out of this is economic growth. You know, look at Florida, despite their pandemic statistics, that state is growing with no state income tax.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing. You know, hey, can we pause just a second? Stick around, Terry, because I want to talk about unemployment, something you have been informing us about for months. And any questions?
Okay, and I'm happy to take questions.
We're on with Terry Savage, terrysavage.com, and she's taking your questions on unemployment and whatever's on your mind financially. Terry, let's go to the phones, because we're already starting to get a lot of calls, and a lot of them do center around unemployment. Shannon, let's hear from you. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Anna. I am currently collecting Illinois unemployment, and I did receive my regular unemployment payment this morning, but I did not receive the enhanced $300. So, I'm a PUA, so it was,
Anna?
According to the website, it's supposed to kick in this week.
Okay, let's hear.
Shannon, don't hold your breath. I don't know where you saw that on IDES. There hasn't been a press release posted there, and I contacted their press person and have not received an answer. But that requires a retooling of their systems. You know, IDES still isn't. I'm still getting messages from people that haven't been able to get their checks from their basic unemployment from last April. So the system is pretty messed up. It's hard to imagine that they're in a position right away to get this money out. I will be delighted if we could get that happening, but I don't hold your breath on that. Okay, theoretically it should be retroactive as well, but
right.
We haven't seen any new press releases at all. The most nothing. The latest press release was on the 14th. It was about an advisory security board, and before that was unemployment rates up. Nothing about this new thing. Where did you see it?
I saw it on the website. And I was
on the IDES website?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I saw it last week that regular unemployment, those people would get the enhanced the week of the 6th, and the people who were on PUA would get theirs the week of September 14th. I was really surprised that they were able to turn it around that quick, but they didn't.
Yeah, I'll be surprised, too. Well, they have not responded to several media inquiries. I even asked the governor's press person to comment, so...
Right.
I wish you luck. I wish everybody luck. But given their record of handling the computer issues there, I'll be delighted. In fact, I'm going to say this to everybody out there. My email is terry@terrysavage.com, or just go to terrysavage.com where it says Ask Terry. Will the first 10 people out there who get the extra $400, please just post. I don't have to use your names, but just post on my blog at terrysavage.com. I got my extra $400. That's the way I'll be able to track it.
Yeah, at least someone,
right.
Knowing someone gets it, that'd be nice to know they're starting to come out. All right.
Nobody has said that yet.
you're right. Yeah. I actually did a Twitter search just before I came on air. Unemployment Illinois, and the majority of things that come up are people saying, where is it? I don't have mine. I was told I was supposed to get it. I didn't see one yet. So let us know
right.
If you did receive it. Thank you, Shannon.
Okay. Thank
waiting.
You.
Bye-bye. I hope it works out soon. Let's hear from Nathan. Go ahead, Nathan. You're on WGN. We just lost Shannon, and here's Nathan. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hello. So my question is, I'm 23 years old. I was bartending before Corona. And then my question is, do you think the restaurant business will ever be the same again? And should I just look into going to college and getting a more stable job? My mom also has a catering company here in Northbrook, and she I mean, you can imagine gatherings for large people for food. It's, like, horrible. So pretty sad time, pretty scary time.
Yes, Nathan, it's tough times. Let me give you two separate pieces of advice. You're 23. I don't think you want to be a bartender at 53, although it's a pretty good job and I hear the tips are good. I think you have a big opportunity now, but not to get buried in debt with student loans. To talk about a community college that's near you where you can learn something, or perhaps a trade where you will always be needed, because the more service, the more technology-oriented our economy gets, the fewer people there are to do basic service things. So this is really for you. It's an opportunity to create a different future for yourself. Now, for your mom, I'd be surprised if she hasn't put out a sign to all the mothers I know out in the suburbs there, including my daughter-in-law and son, who are I mean, I cooked every night when I had kids, but I think that
it gets old, Terry.
Your mother
it gets
has
old.
A great opportunity for a business delivering her catering foods to families that within 10 miles of her where they are eating pizza a lot.
Yeah, it's a great point. I someone was offering family-style meals, and I felt like I could, there's someone in my neighborhood or someone pretty close. Uh-huh. I'd love to take advantage. I'm getting sick of the cooking thing. I really am. But best of luck to you, Nathan, and your mom.
Pass it on, Nathan.
And that is great, great advice. Jan, let's go to you. You're on WGN.
Hello.
Hey, Jan, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I got my stimulus thing or whatever, this lost wages assistance, and they back pay me. I got $900. I certified yesterday, and it came on before I even got when my certification money would be coming in, which is normally Thursday. So I don't know if I'm going to get that other that I usually get. Don't know for sure till tomorrow. But my question to her was, in the beginning, I had a problem changing passcode, and I couldn't figure it out. I fat fingered, I got it figured out, but I left them a message. They called me 6 weeks later. What if I wouldn't have figured this out? How would, and you always say to continue to certify. Well, how can you if you didn't know how to change your
passcode? That has happened to many people. I want to ask you a quick question, Jan. When you said you figured it out, you were unable to certify, and that many people write me to that, and I don't have an answer. How did you figure it out?
I went back on a cup because it said call because you were, couldn't get back into
out.
The system. I waited a couple hours and I said, oh heck, because I had a surgery that day. And I went in and I did something and I thought when you just change it, you just hit log in. You have to hit continue. And that's how I just said, oh, I'll do something different. And then it went through, but I was surprised. I thought I was going to be locked out.
Jan, that's incredible.
Well, you helped a lot of people.
You just did.
But,
thank you. Hit continue. Jan, go ahead.
My other quick one, how do you change it in the computer? I have it to get my W-2 at the end of the year online. How can you change that to have it mailed? You could do either or, and you can't talk to anybody.
You know what? You cannot talk to anybody, and I would not start worrying about changing that right now.
No.
You're getting money.
Good.
You figured out a way in to certify, which I will remember the word continue forever. People who don't hear this show and post on my blog, I'll have them try that. And I think I would just leave it as is. You don't want to start messing around with it right now.
I think that's good advice, Jan, and congratulations.
But I thought I heard something, too, the PUA. I thought I read it, and I was trying to look it up on the computer quick, and I couldn't. And I thought they said after September 20th for PUA. But I can't find it now
I keep scouring their website, so... I had a call in for 3 days to their PR people and not gotten a call back about when the $400 comes, will it come separately for traditional unemployed and PUA people. Believe me, tune in next week. I'm usually on at noon, and I'll be on it Wednesday next week, and I hope to have an update for you.
Hope that helps, Jan. We want to try to get one more call in here before we have to break. We literally have 60 seconds here, but I think we have found someone, I think, who actually received that extra... funds from the federal government. Nancy, is that right? Tell us what's going on.
Yes. I received the money. My regular week to certify is this week. I received my regular money today, but then I didn't even realize until I went to look at my bank account the $900. I didn't get the 6 weeks. I got 3 weeks, was deposited into my account last week.
Hmm. Back up for a second. $900 is an odd amount. It's supposed to be $400, $300 from the
federal government. No, I think they're just giving, according to what I had read, they were just giving the $300 a week.
That's interesting. They haven't gotten the federal matching money. So you got it for 3 weeks then?
I got it for 3 weeks, and it was a separate deposit last week, which was my off week.
Okay, we got to leave it there, Nancy. Terry, congratulations, Nancy. Woo! We found someone. Wait, that is great to hear. Somebody's getting them, meaning hopefully that means those federal boosts are the ones you were getting 600, now it's 300 or maybe 400. Those are coming out. Terry, I gotta run for the news.
Thanks.
Here.
I love being with you, and I'll see everybody next Wednesday at the noon business hour.